Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome in to the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal stories. From the Impact Power Sports Studio, Impact Power Sports, online at impactpowersportsmi.com. You can find them in Rockford, Michigan, along 14 Mile Road. Check them out. Get after it. Say hello if you're in the market for an ATV, UTV, a motorcycle, Yamaha golf cart, scooter, e-bike. They have them all in this fantastic showroom for you to check out, plus free popcorn at the door. Full service department, they are the best. You can find out more information at ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. Before I get to the fraud wedding, I shouldn't say fraud wedding, it wasn't a fraud wedding. I'm the fraud. No, okay. Everybody's thinking that there was some type of brawl or incident at the wedding. I will fill you in on all of that. But today, oatmeal. Today I needed to start this show by addressing that there was no college football stories worth talking about today. Nothing happened in college football noteworthy. No one is talking about it all. There is nothing to discuss. There is nothing interesting to focus on when it comes to college football. I usually like to touch on it when there's something interesting that has happened, but nothing at all to discuss. You know, I got to keep it real. Michigan, that was a gigantic win by them. No joke. Okay, now, this is described as my scatterbrained take on sports. JC from Q100 said, I love your scatterbrained takes on sports. I guess the quarterback for Michigan is this guy named Alex Orgy. I know, crazy-ass, stupid name, Orgy. His name's Orgy. And the guy is like the best athlete on the team, but he cannot throw a football to save his life. He throws it like fucking Uncle Rico throwing a steak. He sucks. But Michigan, to start that game against USC in the first half, they just ran it right down their throats. And Michigan at the half should have been like 28-3, but it was 14-3. And people are like, oh, God, I'm like, Jesus. But USC came back. I don't know what Michigan changed or why they would change it, but holy shit, they came back and they let it late. And then it came down to fourth and goal at like the 1 yard line or the 2 yard line. This play is win or lose. Michigan punches it in to take the lead. They're up by 3. They kick off. USC's got about 40 seconds with no timeouts, and they couldn't do shit. Michigan upsets USC. Michigan, a home underdog. That doesn't happen that often. For Michigan, that is. But everybody counted Michigan out, me included. The big house is packed, 111,000 people plus. And USC goes home like, what the hell just happened? I got to give credit where credit is due. It's a gigantic win. The only drawback of that win, I'm actually happy for the football program and those kids. I am not happy for Michigan fan. Michigan fan. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Martinez checking in from Mexico. I can't tell you how many times I heard from people over the weekend as the seconds ticked down. As Michigan won the game against USC, I started getting messages saying, oh no, oh no. Joe Martinez is going to be insufferable in the chat, and it has begun. He is checking in from Mexico right now, saying, we are Michigan, go blue. Then he says, no, you are not. Then he says, because little bitch got beat by Boston College. Oh no. Here he comes. We are Michigan, just deal with bitches. I think it's supposed to say, just deal with it, comma, bitches. But Joe writes, we are Michigan, just deal with bitches. So, you know, I didn't think they were going to win that game. I thought USC was going to fucking kick their ass. So when Michigan was up at the half, I'm like, God damn. Well, they showed up. They're showing up. They're showing out. Maybe I read this all wrong. And then when they, I don't know what happened in that second half. That was a weird game, you know. USC was on the verge of getting run out of the joint. All right, that had potential to be like a murder. But somehow they came back. And they had Michigan on the ropes. And then I got to give Michigan credit. They did not quit. I mean, what the hell? What can you say about that? So that is huge for them. They rise dramatically in the polls. I think they're up like six spots. Everybody counted Michigan out, me included. I don't know who the hell they play next. I'll check it out. Somebody's probably got to tell me before I can even find out. They play Minnesota. So Michigan opens up the schedule, the first four games at home. And then they're on the road at Washington. Then they're at either Illinois. Yeah, they're at Illinois. Then they host Michigan State. Then they host Oregon. On the road at Indiana, home against Northwestern. So it's easy to talk shit about Michigan, but realistically, at 3-1 right now, they'll beat Minnesota 4-1. I don't know about Washington. Illinois, they should win that. That's 5 wins. They should beat Michigan State. That'll be 6 wins. They should beat Oregon at home. That's 7 wins. Because if you can beat USC at home, you can beat Oregon at home, right? They should beat Indiana. That's 8 wins. They should beat Northwestern. 9 wins. I think the only one that I would really say, you could count Michigan hosting Oregon as a toss-up, and you could count Michigan at Washington as a toss-up. And then I forgot about Ohio State. That's the last game of the year. And I don't know why it's not here listed on this schedule. Do they not play Ohio State this year? Of course they play Ohio State, right? Does Michigan play Ohio State this year? Question mark. I would think that they do. Chris says, are you serious? Well, it wasn't on this schedule. The schedule only went up to Northwestern for some reason. I thought to myself, wait a minute, could something be wrong? No, they, of course, play Ohio State at Columbus this year. I got to give it to you, Joe. You were the only one that I heard. Well, no, I take it back. Kuipers is probably saying Michigan's going to beat USC. He says, Mullins breaking those nuts. I don't know who that is. Moore is your daddy. Minnesota for the little brown jug. A lot of people busting my balls about forgetting Ohio State and questioning if that game was happening this year. Joe Martinez says the running back from Michigan is, he says, it's the running back, you dumb shit. I don't follow this shit. I don't follow any fucking football team other than the Lions, and that's barely. I did not watch 1 minute of the Lions game yesterday. I listened to it because I had things to do. I like listening to the games. I enjoy Dan Miller and Lomas and TJ Lang. Michigan State goes on the road. Perfect opportunity. You win on the road at Maryland. You got a nationally televised game against Boston College. And they could not win the game. Son of a bitch. Now, it's not like I root for either team, really. You know? I think what it boils down to is I just want to annoy Michigan fans. That's all I'm concerned with, is annoying them. But there can be no annoying them this week because USC got beat. Michigan beat USC. Son of a bitch. Kenny says, I haven't watched a single football game so far this season, and now the Titans are 0-3. Glad I didn't waste my time watching any of that garbage. Yeah, that's rough in Tennessee. It's me, not you. 1969 says we won, fucker. Joe Martinez says, or any week, we are Michigan. Linda, not the biggest Joe Martinez supporter. She made one comment. Gee, he uses we a lot. Is he on the team? Did he even go to school there? Yeah, Joe is like, you know, he's the 12th man. My God. Truth be told, if Joe Martinez is walking down the street in Ann Arbor, they're going to arrest him as he checks in from Mexico. Ladies and gentlemen, your old pal EZ with a few words about my latest and greatest partner, Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. My goodness. Prize Picks, what I love is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports, and all you do is pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Check this out. 1-1 Caleb Williams passing yard gets you one win on Prize Picks every week in the month of September. That's right. Only 1 yard gets you an automatic win every football weekend in September. 4 weeks of free W's. Don't miss this deal on Prize Picks because it's gone when September ends. Now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. Also, good news, Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in most states, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy so that your lineups stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. If your player leaves in the first half and doesn't return, your picks are still alive. How about this for a lineup? Tyreek Hill for more than 90 receiving yards. Dak Prescott for more than 263 passing yards. Josh Allen for less than 240 passing yards. And CeeDee Lamb for more than 96 receiving yards. Then you watch, you root, you have fun. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code Eric Zane and get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's code Eric Zane, of course, on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks. Run your game. Hey, it's Eric Zane here to tell you about my new favorite marketing partner, Mint Mobile. For the longest time, we've been paying way too much for our cell phone service, our plans, whatever it is, mobile device, whatever you want to call it. Every so often, they like put the screws to you just a little bit at a time. You don't even notice. Next thing you know, you check out the bill. You're like, wait a minute. This is not what I decided to pay for. What has happened? Okay, forget all of that. You can skip it all right now. Everything is about to change for you. Mint Mobile is the key. With Mint Mobile, you'll never, never have to worry about gotchas ever again. That's what I'm talking about, where they slowly raise your prices that you pay. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're like, EZ, tell me more. This is all you do. I did this. All my family has done this. And you should too. To get the new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's good anywhere. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill from whatever ridiculous amount that you're paying each month to $15 a month. mintmobile.com/Zane. Pay attention to this legalese. $45 upfront payment. That is equivalent to the $15 a month for 3 months. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower, 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Don't even worry about that. I use that and it's no big deal. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. The Lions won. It was anything but easy, though. They got a lot of work to do on the offensive side of the ball. I don't know what's going on with that team. They're very streaky. Second half, up until the last drive of the game, they were 0-for-5 on third down. The defense kept them in that game. If it wasn't for the defense, they would have been humiliated by Arizona. Joe writes, oh, if I want to root for the Lions, then I must have played on the team. What a stupid comment. I think she's just busting your balls because you're saying we. I think that's what she's saying. Kenny says, Joe is the only guy in Mexico right now that gives a shit about any American football, I bet. Everyone else there only cares about soccer, right? No, it's a big hockey hotbed. I don't know if he knew that. Wolverine Bronco says, yeah, the Lions need to learn to put teams away. They are not firing on all cylinders, frankly. They could very easily be 0-3 right now. And this is what I mean by that. They almost lost against the Rams, who got their first win yesterday against a depleted team, the San Francisco 49ers. Kenny, who doesn't get jokes or sarcasm, which I've talked about many times, writes, hockey in Mexico? I honestly did not know that. Yeah, it's a joke. How many times do I have to go through this with you? They barely beat L.A. Game number two, they lose that one. They should have won that. And then this one, they could very easily have lost this game. There was a pick six by the Cardinals that was called back that should not have been called back. That could have turned. There are so many things that could have turned the tenor of this game. So I am not at all comfortable with the Lions. The wedding that I was at, ladies and gentlemen, was absolutely fantastic. There are many high points to talk about. I
got a picture I want to share with you. It's going to take me a second to get it. Bear with me. It was texted to me. Joanne got her hands on it. She sent it along to me. So this wedding is at a lady's house. Very wealthy lady, by the way. A house right on Lake Huron. And this is a pal of Charity Scam Mike's. So they let us use the residence to have the wedding, have the cocktail hour, have the dinner. And then we had a bonfire in the back. It was terrific. Shortly after getting there, Eric, can you help your dad? So he comes walking up to me, and he's got a tie in his hand. He doesn't remember how to tie his tie. So this happened, and someone snapped a picture. Oh, man, that's one you cherish. My dad looks younger than I do. Look at that chin fat on me. But that is, I love that picture. This is like, this is going to go top of the heap right there. Getting dad ready for the big wedding. He looked spectacular. It was a wonderful ceremony. A little bit more about my dad. He's sitting there at the table for dinner. By the way, Megan says, we could probably edit out a chin or two if you'd like. That's suggesting I have three. Oh, God. Dad's sitting there and we're getting the dinner ready. And all of a sudden, I hear, where is the waiter? I want to eat. And I go, try to explain to him, yeah, it's coming, Dad, you know. He had a lot of conversations where he was asking questions as to who people were. Thank you, Jeremy, for the reminder. And as I was driving in to the area, I got some intel that real bad day for memory. He asked Charity Scam Mike, now, who are you again? Who are you and who is this? And where are we? And what is your name? So I was like, oh, boy. So then I come walking in there. And he doesn't know I'm there. And he's got his cane. He's all hunched over and he's walking. And I get next to him. And I get his attention. He turns his head and he looks at me. And he's got this look in his eye. And he says, you are my son. I go, yes, it's Eric. How are you? He goes, hey, guy. How are you? So that was very sweet. Joe Martinez writes, MSU plays Ohio State. Ohio State is going to beat the shit out of them this week. He meant to say, I won't be surprised, but he writes, I'll be surprised if they put up 60 on Michigan State. I don't think so. I don't think so. I think it's going to be an excellent game. Do you have, let me ask you this. If you had to choose between those two teams, who would you want to win? MSU, Ohio State. There's got to be a winner. Who would you want to win? I'm curious about that. I doubt you can just answer it honestly. I'm guessing you're just going to have to, you'll go, there you go. OSU, he says, that surprises me. So you hate Michigan State more than Ohio State as a Michigan fan? That's weird. considering the fact that Michigan has basically made Michigan State, for the most part, their bitch during the entire scope of that rivalry. You know, it's greatly in favor of Michigan. All right. I am going to get into the weigh-in a little bit later on. The fat-a-thon. In fact, let me get into the fat-a-thon right now. And I'll talk more about the wedding after I come back from the staff meeting. The fat-a-thon. Jeremy and Kenny were right around the same weight at one point in time, like a week ago. And that started this race to be less disgusting. They promised us that they would weigh in today to give us an update on their weight to see who would be less. And I say we keep a running total every Monday on the fat-a-thon. Now, when Jeremy started out, he weighed 335.4 pounds on September 9th. So it's been 14 days. It was 2 weeks ago today that this all started for him. So he started at 335. Today, he weighed in at, drum roll please, 321 pounds. That is quite a feat. He writes, I weighed in at 320.7, but then I had four beers during the Lions game. I did not eat like a jackass, but I still obviously added some weight. All in all, I'm still very proud of these early results. You should be. You should be. Don't rest on it. Get after it today. And let this be a motivator. Because with you weighing in at 321.1, Kenny's got you beat. He weighs in at 319 pounds. So if you had bypassed the four beers, you'd have given yourself a hell of a better chance of beating him. So Kenny gets the win in week one. So he is 1-0 on the season. We'll do it again next week and see who can be the victor. So Kenny is 1-0. Jeremy is 0-1. Week one. Good luck, gentlemen. But all in all, the big picture here is it's not so much that you two are competing. It's the fact that you guys are on the fast track. Now, think about this. You've got another 2 years of this. 2 years. I'm not fucking around. Going to take that long. Keep your head in the game. Today's one day. Get through today. I'm going to go check out the staff meeting. I'll be back in a bit. Thank you. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.